So please welcome out here Mike Seeger.
Thank you, Margo, and thank you, folks. Glad to still be with you. I'd like to start off with a song here that has a nice chorus. If you'd like to sing along with me on it, I'd love for you to, especially the members of the Mountain Harmony class.
It was late last night when my Willie come home. I heard a mighty rapping at the door. Slipping and sliding with his new shoes on. Oh, Willie, don't you ramble no more. Oh, Lord, and me, and it's oh, Lord, am I. What's gonna become of me? For I'm down in town just fooling around. No one gonna stand by me.
Now, that's a chorus. We could try that once.
Oh, Lord, and me, and it's oh, Lord, am I. What's gonna become of me? For I'm down in town just fooling around. No one gonna stand by me. Nothing down to this old round world, gonna take nothing to my grave. Oh Lord of me, and it's oh Lord of mine, what's gonna become of me? I'm down in town just fooling around, no one gonna stand by me. Don't you go. Oh, Lord, and me, and it's oh, Lord, and mine. What's gonna become of me? For I'm down in town just fooling around. No one gonna stand by me. I love you, dear girl, till the day I die. Then, oh, Lord, I'm done.
Let's sing it.
Oh, Lord, and me, and it's oh, Lord, and mine. What's gonna become of me? For I'm down in town just fooling around. No one's gonna stand by me.
Thank you. Lots of folks ask what this instrument is, and it's called the panpipes or the quills. The old English name for them is the quills. I never knew there was an old English name for the quills until I asked some black people who also play these. They come from Africa and from England. What their names were for them, and it was the quill. So I looked it up in the old English dictionary, and lo and behold, it was there, and it's an old English instrument as well. I've even met some mountain people who play them in this country, white mountain people, that is. So it's from all over, and it's just a bunch of bamboo sticks that you can blow down into, kind of like blowing down into a Coke bottle, and you can make them by just going out into your local bamboo patch. I live over in Lexington, Virginia, and I have them over there. You know, it's hard to get rid of them, actually. And you can make them yourself. That's a kind of a country, old-time country music song from the 20s or 30s. I'd like to reach back to a little bit older kind of sound now with a banjo that a friend of mine made for me along the lines of the banjos that were made in the 1840s and 1850s. The nylon strings are close to the gut strings that they used then. And the tuning is about 1840. Sounds like it hasn't been tuned since. No frets on it, so I can play any scale I want to, or any sound. Slide around just like my voice does. And this song I learned from a recording of a guy who lived 40 miles from my hometown, my present town of Lexington, Virginia. A black man by the name of Josh Thomas, blind Josh Thomas, played this song. And it's just an old-time black banjo song. Go to the show. I've got to get on the other side. Oh, you want to go. If I'd listen to what my mama said, I'd not be here today. But me being young and foolish too, women led me astray. Who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet and who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna do your rockabye when you're a man in a distant land? Oh, in a distant land. A pair of wings like old Norris Dove. I fly from pine to pine, mourning for my all true love. Oh, to what a flying. My wife left home last night, I'll tell you where I found her. Way down yon in a pine, a bunch of boys around her. Some was hugging and some was kissing, and others was kneeling down. There's one old rascal just hanging round, trying to tear my poor kingdom down. Thank you. I like to call that Josh Thomas's Roustabout. It's a Roustabout song. This little thing here used to be the most popular country instrument that there was. It's small and portable, and in a country of immigrants, I guess we need something that's portable. It can be as difficult as you want to play it. For those of you who want to play one, you just have to get hold of the good ones, the Austrian ones. Press it against your teeth and be careful to hold it tight there. And move your tongue in and out. And breathe in and out, which you do anyway. And if you're real careful, you can play scales and go to the conservatory. Or go to the conservatory and then play scales if you prefer. Oops, carelessness. Silicon is a wonderful thing. One of my favorite things, you can get all the vowel sounds too. A lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I've been playing the thing for 10 or 15 years and still discovering a whole lot of new stuff on it. This is one thing that I kind of developed over the past year or two. I heard this old 1922 recording of Sally Gooden by Eck Robertson, the greatest of the Texas fiddle players, the old-time Texas fiddle players. And he had a version of Sally Gooden, which had about 15, 16, 17 different variations to it. And I think I can probably get about 13 of them here for you. The double stops are hard on the jaw harp, or at least some of them are. On the last time through, maybe you can hear the jaw harp actually say, Sally Gooden.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kind of, my mouth gets kind of dry playing the thing. Thank you. This has been a great week of mostly unaccompanied singing, and I have to point that out as I play almost everything with an instrument, including this song, which was sung unaccompanied in the way that I first learned it, and I thought that it might go with the fiddle and the harmonica. Learned it from a woman in northeastern Kentucky, a song from the last century called "We're Stole and Sold from Africa." To do one more song for you before I take over the duties of introducing my friends and parents, brothers and sisters. I learned this song from the Carter family, like a lot of you did. But traveling with Maybelle Carter back in the 60s, we got a lot of chance to talk. She's the person, one of the two people that I mostly learned to play the auto harp from. She's the one who made up this way of holding the auto harp so you could play it for, use it for a play it in front of a microphone. She and Sarah and AP were kind of the bridge between the old home music and commercial music. They're one of several bridges back in the 20s and the 30s. And sometimes radio sponsors would want to come, have them come and play for them on some of those Mexican border radio stations. So they went down there from Poor Valley in southwestern Virginia, where they're from and where they'd mostly stayed all their lives, except for brief trips to Camden, New Jersey, and New York, and Louisville to record for RCA Victor and so forth in the 20s and 30s. Well, down there, I think that they got influenced by the music down there, the border music, and this is one of the songs that they wrote during that period when they were playing on Mexican XERA in the late 30s.
The grass is just as green, the sky is just as blue. The day is bright, the birds are singing too. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Sunlight just as green, and nature seems to say it was all for you and me. You are my flower that's blooming on the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Summertime is past and snow begins to fall. I'll sing this song for you, my loving all in all. You are my flower that's blooming on the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
Thank you, folks. Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure to be with you for a week amongst older musicians, younger musicians, and just friends. And we had a great session on this rare vocal week. It seems that folks don't devote time to the most complex and, to me, the most important of all the instruments, the human voice. And it's a new thing for the music camps, I guess we call them that. And tonight, I think, is a good representation of that, because we have what's called a revival musician, such as myself. My grandfather, my grandparents came from New England and from over here in the Cabin Creek community near Charleston. And we were all, and my parents were taught that this wasn't music. And then they discovered folk music in the 30s, and then they brought me, the third, I guess, generation up on this kind of music primarily. So perhaps I'm representing one of the futures of the music, because some people who've moved to the city have turned back to bring in some of the important things that we think that we've lost in our heritage by moving to the city. And then we also have a number of people who were raised here, have kept their music alive, and who are eager to pass it on to the younger generations as it was passed on to them. Our next performer is one just such. She comes from Harlan County, Kentucky, and she learned most of her songs from her parents, especially her father, who learned them from her parents, from their parents. She also plays the banjo and the guitar and the piano, but she's just going to sing some of her fine characteristic Kentucky songs for you here. Lois Short.
Good evening, everybody. This is my first trip to West Virginia, and I've really had an enjoyable week. I'm going to dread to go home. I'm going to sing a love song that I learned as a girl that I think is very, very beautiful. It has a different ending to most of them that I sing. Neither one of them die in this one. Most of the time, either the boy dies or the girl dies, but they both, it ends up a happy ending in this one. Love always has its way. The judge was there, and the jury too, and the people from afar. A fair young lad, a tender youth, was prisoner at the bar. The great courtroom was crowded with a lawyer's angry throng, and many hearts were aching there for a boy accused of a wrong. A maiden fair with golden hair stepped swiftly through the crowd. The people gazed and wondered, yet not a word was spoken aloud. She stepped into the jury's room, not a moment did she pause, and smiling through her tears she said, "Judge, let me plead his cause." Next Sunday was our wedding day, the one sweet dream in life. And to the altar we would go to make me his dear wife.